name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the 25th day of the blessed month of Hatur. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Marcurius, known as the saint with the two swords, was martyred. He was born in the city of Rome. His parents were Christians and they called him Philopater, which means lover of the Father. They reared him in a Christian manner. When he grew, he enlisted the army during the days of Emperor Decius, the pagan. The Lord gave Philopater the strength and the courage for which he earned the satisfaction of his superiors. They called him Marcurius, and he grew very close to the emperor. When the Berbers rose up against Rome, Decius went out to fight them. But when he saw how many they were, he became terrified. Saint Marcurius assured him, saying, "Do not be afraid, because God will destroy our enemies and will bring us victory." When he left the emperor, an angel appeared to him in the shape of a human being, dressed in white apparel, and the angel gave him a sword, saying, "When you overcome your enemies, remember the Lord your God." That's why he is called of the two swords, Abu Sifian. One is the military sword and the other is the sword of the divine power. When Emperor Decius conquered his enemies and Marcurius came back victorious, the angel appeared to him and reminded him of what he told him previously. That's to remember the Lord is God. Decius and his soldiers with him wanted to offer up incense to the his idols, and Saint Marcurius tarried behind. When they informed the emperor of what had happened, he called Saint Marcurius and expressed his amazement at his abandoning of his loyalty to him. The emperor reprimanded him for refusing to come and offer incense to idols. The saint cast his girdle and his military attire down before the emperor and said to him, "I do not worship anyone except my Lord and my God Jesus Christ." The emperor became angry and ordered him to be beaten with the whips and the stokes. When the emperor saw how the people of the city and the soldiers were attached to Saint Marcurius, the emperor feared that they might revolt. So instead, he bound him in iron fetters and sent him to Caesarea, where they cut off his head. He thus completed his holy fight and received the crown of life in the kingdom of heaven. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Oh,
Yeah.